In science, this is a great program and really well run, so I take part anytime I'm invited. I learn a lot from these things too. And what great way to torture a professor, let us know that we can talk. We have to shut up after 3 minutes, right? I think it was 4 minutes last time too. Okay. And my time hasn't started yet, right? Okay. Okay. Well, at McGill, the kinds of things that I'm interested in, the science is soupy, actually, and it goes by the names self-assembly and biomimicry. So in 2.5 minutes, I'll try to show you what those things mean, okay? No matter what branch of science or engineering in, we come across a common observation. We try to design something new, a device or a process, and somebody's already beat us to it. You know, something fantastic, like a solar cell or a processor. Well, if you look really closely, our best stuff that we've ever observed isn't our artificial stuff. No. You want to see the world's best solar cell? Go for a walk in the woods, right? This is really it, you know? High efficiency, low cost, it's free, right? CO2 neutral, it's CO2 negative. It's just fantastic. Something like a processor? Well, don't go down to Future Shop and buy anything from Microsoft. Just look above your shoulders. This meat engine we already have, it's, you know, it's way better, right? In all aspects, rarely needs rebooting. So if you look at materials like I do, I'm a materials chemist. Well, the more you look, the more they realize that somebody's already solved the problem. The best stuff to pull on that's ever been measured? Yeah, a spider has produced it. The best stuff for compression, for squishing that withstands it? Your femur bone. For impact resistance, it's nacre, the material in seashells, right? Just fantastic. It's nano-engineered. And it's fundamentally different than our artificial approaches because it's bottom-up, starting with just polymers and minerals, soft materials, but built up on the small length scale. So it's difficult to mimic, but what a great opportunity if we can. And the high-tech stuff, wow, information and storage and conveyance, DNA proteins. I mean, it has all the buzzwords that people want now. It's smart, it's green, it's nanoscale, it's cheap, replenishable, sustainable, right? But it's difficult because it's fundamentally different than our artificial approaches. But there's a great effort to try to look how Mother Nature has solved the problem and try to copy it. So the world's greatest scientist and engineer, I think, well, Mom Nature. Granted, she had a head start on us, 3.8 billion years of research and development. But, you know, the more I look at problems, they've already been solved by her. So she's our inspiration for this. Here's one example in my last 1 minute of what we're doing as a collaboration between chemistry and biomedical engineering. These fantastic devices the engineers design, titanium, stainless steel, huge functioning artificial hearts. Well, it's so frustrating when they fail, not because of the device, but by the last 1 nanometer on the surface. The body rejects them. The body's got a great ability of recognizing what's not supposed to be there, and that's hard, dry metals and inorganic materials, and rejecting them. Okay? So what we're trying to do is follow what Mother Nature would do, is put a thin layer of mucus on something. Okay? So we take the device, and really in one sentence, biology, well, she's not titanium. She's wet, gooey, soft, and charged. We want to disguise our engineering bio devices to be able to look that way. And it's pretty easy. We just take water-soluble polymers, dissolve them in beakers, take our surface to be coated, and just dunk it back in the beaker. We polish it so it has a negative charge, and a positive polymer sticks in a layer. And we go back and forth, and we build up multi-layers. Okay? And this turns a hard material into a soft material, and the end result is it's biocompatible. Wonderful success. So thanks to the students who did this, and they're not all PhD students. Undergraduates walk among us. 3 of them contribute to this. In fact, over 10 years, we've had 27 of you, and I hope to see you again, too. Bye-bye.